When you hear a show tune from the great white way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. U.S.A.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I don't wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eye. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh, devil moon. It is that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars of the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Just when you think you've had a week without the greatest music from the Broadway stage, the Broadway to Main Street Devil Moon shines on our Sunday broadcast. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the, thankfully, springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, we had a terrific devil moon last night out here on the East End, and it's a thrilling beacon for today's show, which is the incomparable score to Finian's Rainbow, with book and lyrics by E.Y. Yip Harburg and music by Burton Lane, and we heard Mel Torme sing one of the great numbers from the show. Now, Finian's Rainbow is what I might call a beloved anomaly. It's got one of the greatest scores ever written and one of the strangest books, and they come together in many interesting ways, shooting sparks all over the place, and certainly a score and an idea for a show that was so progressive and interesting for its time. So Yip Harburg was, of course, the lyricist for lots of songs and shows in the 30s. Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? With Harold Arlen, he wrote the score to Wizard of Oz in 1939 in Hollywood. And he was always what we would call now a progressive. Boy, would he have voted for Bernie Sanders. If there was ever a Bernie bro, it was Yip Harburg. And he had an idea for an odd political fable after World War, or actually sort of during World War II. And he tried to engage Harold Arlen in writing the score. And Arlen was a little squeamish, as he could be, about politics. And so ultimately, Harburg teamed up with a guy named Earl Robinson, who is a very progressive. He wrote Ballad of Joe Hill and things like that. Very left-wing guy. And Earl Robinson dropped out. Maybe the heat was too hot after the war. Who knows? But thankfully, Harburg turned to Burton Lane, with whom he had written several songs in Hollywood, a show for Jolson called Hold On to Your Hats, which was kind of a succès d'estime in the 40s. Anyway, we have this complicated show, which ultimately opened in January of 1947, which takes place in Missituckee. Get it? So a sort of conglomeration of southern states. And the local sharecroppers are being squeezed by Senator Rawkins. So you already have a milieu or a palette of social inequity and racism, which you rarely, rarely saw in musicals at all, certainly not during the war. So here is the opening of Finian's Rainbow with the most recent Broadway revival from 2009.
What's going on, Sonny? Spread the word, Henry. Scat!
Quiet, everybody! Auction gonna start now!
You can't run this auction without Susan Mahoney. It's her property. Her and her brother, what is?
You're nothing but a stooge for Senator Rawkins.
He's aiming to buy up this whole valley, and when Rawkins was a valley, Lord, get out of his way.
There, Susan. She wants to tell us something.
What'd she say, Henry?
She says Woody's coming, and he's bringing the money.
Woody's coming. It is my duty to protect the citizens of Rainbow County. Woody's
coming. Who from?
The citizens.
We can't be bothered with a mortgage man this time of the year.
You be sorry interfering with the law.
For spring don't care about a mortgage man this time of the year.
I'm giving you the last chance to get back your land.
The dandelions in the dusky dell don't give a hoot in hell.
They're gonna smell without collateral.
This time of the year, this time of the year. Sweet Mary Buds and other Mary Buds don't give a good ding ding dang. Corn shooting up, fruit trees are fruiting up.
Skylark.
Aye.
The same Skylark music we have back in Ireland.
Aye, a Glacomora Skylark. I hear a bird, a Glacomora.
cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river shining breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove through Killybegs, Kilcarry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes up whistling to Rahilin,
was the fine voice of Ella Logan from the original production of Finian's Rainbow. So into the strange world of Missitucky stumbles an Irishman named Finnegan Lonergan and his daughter Sharon, and he has stolen a crock of gold from Ireland and wants to bring it to Fort Knox, Kentucky, where it will grow. I mean, this is the strangest show ever written, guys. And Sharon thinks perhaps it's a mistake, and she sings about Glacamora, where they're from. It's a way of breaking the old man's heart. She comes across Woody, who is a kind of Woody Guthrie figure, actually, another union organizer with a guitar, and she explains to him her father's philosophy of optimism and hope, something that Yip Harburg always had. This is Petula Clark, who's in the film. We'll get to the film version a little later, but she sings a song in concert with a little touch of river dance, which I think is very cleverly done. Anyway, look to the rainbow. We're not even like 19 minutes into Finian's Rainbow, and we have two of the greatest songs ever written for a musical. Anyway, look to the rainbow.
On the day I was born, said me father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. Is a rhyme for your lip and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow the fellow who follows a dream. So I bundled me heart and I roam the world free. To the east with the lark, to the west with the sea. And I searched all the earth, and I scanned all the skies, but I found it at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow the fellow who follows a dream.
Round of applause for Petula Clark, a nicely Gaelic accent to that particular song. Well, Finian's Rainbow just gets stranger and stranger because a leprechaun, yes folks, a leprechaun named Og, travels from Ireland to follow the pot of gold, the crock of gold that Finian has stolen. And whenever there are leprechauns, personally, I tend to run screaming in the opposite direction. I mean, there's a line in Horse Feathers where Thelma Todd says to Groucho, "Gee, Professor, you're so full of whimsy." And he says, "Can you notice it from there? I'm always that way after I eat radishes." And a little whimsy goes a long way for me. Anyway, but there's a lot of whimsy in Finian's Rainbow, so let's skip over my problems. Og falls in love with Sharon, being a leprechaun, and he sings a song to her about how much he admires her. This is from the Irish Repertory Theatre revival in the late 90s with Melissa Errico and Malcolm Getz. And I think they do a great job, and we'll talk a little bit about them after we hear the song. Something Sort of Grandish, Malcolm Getz and Melissa Errico.
Something sweet, something sort of grandish sweeps my soul when thou art near. My heart feels so sugar candish, my head feels so ginger beer. Something so dairish, so I don't careish, stirs me from limb to limb. It's so terrifish, magnifish, delish, to have such an amorish, glamorish dish. We could be oh so bright and groomish, skies could be so bluish blue, life could be so love and bloomish, if my ishes could come true. I'm so cherché la femme.
Why should I vanquish, relinquish, resist, when I simply relish this hellish condish?
I might be mannishish or mousish, I might be a fowl or fish, but with thee I'm Eisenhowsish. Please accept my proposition.
You're under my skin-ish, so please be givin-ish, or it's the begin-ish of the finish of me.
There'll be things plenty-ish for all-ish, wondrous toys and magic tricks, electric trains and basketball-ish, mint-ish drops and licorice sticks. Life will be keen-ish, all Halloween-ish and jelly bean-ish too. Ice cream and cake-ish, and soda to sup, and no belly ache-ish to wake-ish you up. There will be such delicious dishes, and we'll end this daffish plot, for we'll go from rags to riches. When we find that goldish pot, there'll be chocolate custish with hot dogs and mustache, but shears and robustish must fustish come through.
That was Malcolm Getz. Hello, Malcolm. As the leprechaun Og, up to mischief. Isn't that what leprechauns do? Well, if you love this show, and if you love Malcolm and Melissa Errico and Jim Norton, who did the revival on Broadway in 2009, they are assembling together for a benefit at the Irish Repertory Theater, or for the Irish Repertory Theater, on Monday, June 13th at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. You won't want to miss this if you love this show. And you can go to irishrep.org. I'll talk more about that later in the broadcast. Well, Woody and Sharon fall in love. Woody, remember, is the labor organizer, and Sharon is the girl from Ireland. Here is Dean Martin and the Hi-Lows to sing a version of a great song from the Frank Sinatra Reprise Musical Theater Repertory version of Finian's Rainbow. Here's Dino.
A secret, a secret, he's got a little secret. A secret, a secret, a secret kind of secret.
I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love.
He's feeling like an apple on top of William Tell.
With this I cannot grapple, because I'm so adorable.
If this isn't love,
then winter is summer.
If this isn't love,
my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love. This must be love.
Hey, Dean. Dean Martin. Well, Finian's Rainbow is a show that always courted controversy. They tried to make an animated version, which makes a lot of sense, in the early 50s. And Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong were all involved. And the Hubleys, who did Gerald McBoing Boing, were going to be the animators. And they all fell afoul of McCarthyism. A long story, an aborted project, too bad. However, we have some recorded tracks from the animated, the proposed animated version. And here on Broadway to Main Street, we always give you the rarities along with the choice cuts. Here is Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra singing another great Harbor Lane politically pointed song called Necessity from the animated Finian's Rainbow.
What is the curse that makes the universe so all bewildering? What is the hoax that just provokes the folks they call God's children? What is the jinx that gives a body and his brothers and everyone around the runaround? Necessity, necessity.
That most unnecessary thing, necessity.
What throws a monkey wrench in a fellow's good intention?
That nasty old invention, necessity. My feet wanna dance in the sun, my head wants to rest in the shade.
The Lord says go out and have fun, but the landlord says your rent ain't paid. Necessity,
necessity.
It's plain to see,
it's plain to see. What a funny old world this silly old world could be. But man, it's all in a mess, a kind of necessity.
Necessity,
necessity. There ought to be a law against necessity.
I'd love to play some tennis or take a trip to Venice,
but sister, here's the menace.
Necessity.
Yeah. Old Satan's the father of sin, and Cupid, he's the father of love.
Oh, hell is the father of gin, but no one knows the father of necessity.
Necessity.
Necessity. That's the maximum that a minimum thing could be.
There's nothing lower than less unless it's necessity.
Ella and Frank singing from Finian's Rainbow. That's so rare, it wasn't even released, folks. Well, the good sharecroppers and good fine folk of Missituckee discover the credit card. I'm telling you, it's a crazy show. Anyway, they discover they can put things on credit. And here is the end of Act One number sung by my good friend and my hero, Sammy Davis Jr.
That great come and get it day, won't it be fun when worry is done and the money is hay? That's the time things will come your way. On that great come and get it day, I'll get my gal, that calico gal now, and I'll buy my mule, that acre of ground. 'Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn that that the earth beneath your plow is a button and now it's yours. Oh, a glory time, a coming for to stay. On that great and great come and get it day. Hey, don't you know that's the time that things will come your way? On that great, great come and get a day, I will get my gal, that calico gal. I will buy my mule, that acre of ground. 'Cause word has come from Gabriel's horn that the earth beneath your plow is a button and now it's yours. Glory time's coming for to stay. On that great, great, come and get it and keep it and share it. Great, great, come and get it.
Great sax work, and the curtain comes down on Act One of Finian's Rainbow. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Oh, did you all get a nice drinky at the bar? All right, good, because the curtain's going up with the entract to Finian's Rainbow, Act Two, music by Burton Lane.
Idle poor become the idle rich. You'll never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a Rockefeller-tive and palms no longer itch? What a switch!
When we all have earned it. And when all your neighbors are upper class, you won't know your Joneses from your Astors. Let's toast the day we drink that drinky up, but with the little pinky up, the day on which the idle poor become the idle rich.
When a rich man doesn't want to work, he's a bon vivant, yes, he's a bon vivant. But when a poor man doesn't want to work, he's a loafer, he's a lounger, he's a lazy good for nothing.
He's a jerk. When a rich man loses on a horse, isn't he the sport? Ho, ho, isn't he the sport? But when a poor man loses on a horse, he's a gambler, he's a spender, he's a lowlife, he's a reason for divorce. When a rich man chases after dames, he's a man about town. Oh yes, a man about town. But when a poor man chases after dames, he's a bounder, he's a rounder, he's a rotter, and a lot of dirty names. When the idle poor become the idle rich, you'll never know just who is who or who is which. No one will see the Irish or the Slav in you, for when you're on Park Avenue, Cornelius and Mike look alike. When poor Tweedledum is rich Tweedledee, this discrimination will no longer be. When we're in the dough and off of the nut, you won't know your banker from your butler.
Come on, Finian.
Come on, Finian.
Yay, Finian.
Yeah, Finian. Go.
Make the switch with just a few annuities. We'll hide those incongruities in cloaks from Abercrombie Fitch.
That was from the 1968 film of Finian's Rainbow. It took, golly, what, 20-odd years for it to be made into a movie. Fred Astaire and Petula Clark. Probably the wrong movie at the right time or the right movie at the wrong time. Don't know. It was directed by, anybody know? Show tune fans, music trivia fans in the back? Yes? You see a hand? Yes, Francis Ford Coppola, one of his first movies. What a strange match that was. Well, Old Devil Moon became a major standard from this show, and it's recorded by just about everyone. Here's the most recent recording I could find by Cyril Aimé and Diego Figueiredo singing the second act ballad in which Woody and Sharon pledge their troth, as it were, one of the great songs ever written for the Broadway stage by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane.
Thank you.
look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
May, beautiful version. Well, did I mention that in Finian's Rainbow there's a racist white senator who is turned black by a leprechaun? I forgot to mention that. What a crazy show. Anyway, this racist black senator turns, but racist white senator turns black and finds himself a member of a gospel group. And this is the song they sing in the second act. And Pearl Bailey knocks it out of the ballpark in her own version, The Begat.
The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve. He made them both a little naive. They lived as free as the summer breeze, without pajamas and without chemise. That is, until they stumble on the apple tree. Then she looked at him, and he looked at her. And they knew immediately what the world was for. He said, "Give me my cane." Then he asked for his hat. "The time has come," he said, "to begin the begat." So they begat Cain, they begat Abel, who begat the rabble at the Tower of Babel. They begat the coins, they begat old rocks, and they begat the people who believed in stocks. How they did begat, even more than that, when the begat got to getting under par. They begat the daughters of the D.A.R. They begat the Babbitts of the bourgeoisie, who begat the misbegotten V.I.P. It was so pleasing to Jezebel, pleasing to Ruth. It pleased the League of Women Shoppers in Duluth. though the movie censors tried the facts to hide, the movie goes up and they multiply. How they multiply? How they multiply? Soon it swept the world. Every land and lingo, it became the rage. It was bigger than bingo. The white beget, the red beget, the folks, they should have stood in bed, they beget. Then there was another thing, the Greeks beget, even the Swedes beget. You know, the Britishers in their tweeds beget. And Lord, 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 what their seeds beget. Scranton, Pennsylvanians beget. Strict vegetarians, they beget. Honorary Aryans beget. They start from Genesis, honey, they beget. Heroes, menaces, everybody beget. Fat filibusters, they beget. Then the income tax adjusters, they beget. It was naturaler and naturaler to beget. And sometimes even a bachelor, he beget. Didn't matter which way, they beget. Sons of happy Jews, they beget. So bless them all. I'm telling you, honey, I want you to bless them. Oh, bless them all who go to bed and heed the call.
Oh, Pearly May, how could you miss Witchaways and Habituaries? Well, obviously, Yip Harburg was not in the studio when that happened. Anyway, let's talk about Yip Harburg, one of the great lyricists, full of fun and spirit and political convictions, which are no small beer, I tell you. He will explain to you the show-stopping number of Act Two of Og the Leprechaun. So why should I talk when we can have Yip Harburg?
Another situation in Finian's called for a rather unique song. A leprechaun is gradually growing human, and he has reached that danger point in his evolvement where he's at the complete mercy of that old devil sex. He sees Sharon, and he swears this is it, it's forever. The next day, he meets Susan, and he gets that same eternal feeling. How can such an eternal feeling be good for only 2 minutes? He's bewildered. He loves the feeling, but feels guilty, conflicted. And the producer calls the lyricist in and says, write a song for him. Well, that was an easy one for me. Having been a leprechaun before I was a lyricist, I knew just what he was going to say. Oh, my heart is beating wildly, and it's all because you're here. When I'm not near, the girl I love the girl I'm near. Every femme that flutters by me is a flame that must be fanned. When I can't fondle the hand I'm fond of, I fondle the hand at hand. My heart's in a pickle, it's constantly fickle, and not to partickle, I fear. When I'm not near here, the girl I love, I love the girl I'm near. What if they're tall or tender? What if they're small or slender? Long as they've got that gender, I surrender. Always I can't refuse them. Always my feet pursues them. Long as they've got a bosom, I ooze them. I'm confessing a confession.
And I hope I'm not verbose when I'm not close to the kiss that I cling to. I cling to the kiss that's close. As I'm more and more a mortal, I am more and more a case. When I'm not facing the face that I fancy, I fancy the face I face. For Sharon, I'm caring, but Susan, I'm choosing, I'm faithful to who's in his ear. When I'm not near the girl I love, I'll love the girl I'm near.
That was one of Broadway's great leprechauns, Yip Harburg, I think in the 70s, doing a concert where he explained his genesis of this great song, one of Stephen Sondheim's favorite songs, actually, from Finian's Rainbow. Well, Finian's Rainbow winds up. I mean, there's the leprechaun becomes human, there's a witch trial, and there are three wishes, and people fall in love, and the black-white senator becomes white again. Oy, that's all I can say. Crazy show, but boy, what a score. I want to remind listeners that Monday, June 13th, Irish Rep is doing a concert version of this amazing show with Melissa Errico, Jim Norton, Malcolm Getz, David Stoller. You can't do better than that. So go to irishrep.org. I did a show a couple weeks ago about rock stars who covered Broadway shows, and I left out one. Luckily, I just found it this week. Luther Vandross. Yes, Luther. So dim the lights and put on your lava lamps or whatever it is you do. Here is Luther to sing one of the great songs from the show, Look to the Rainbow. Rather beautifully, he must have come across it. It must have meant something to him. And I've asked my own personal leprechaun, my son, Miles Maslin, if he would give us the motto of Finian's Rainbow. Do you want to give it a shot?
Okay.
Look to the rainbow. Follow the fellow who follows the dream.
Brilliant. What a great tongue twister, and what a great way to end our broadcast of Finian's Rainbow. So, from Larry Maslin to Miles Maslin to Luther Vandross, thanks for listening to Broadway to Main Street.
To the west with the sea.
the sky
everywhere.
And I found it in my true lover's eyes. So look
somewhere.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.